Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, listen, couple of months ago, I was laying in the bed minding my own business, and my face started tingling. And then my whole side started tingling. And I couldn't figure out what was going on with my body. I thought I was having a stroke. So I went to the emergency room, and turns out that my blood pressure was high. And so the doctor gave me a list of things to do, of which I wanted to do none. Stop drinking. Not too much pork. Exercise, watch your diet, check this, check that. I was so frustrated because this is not the lifestyle that I had been living. And suddenly, all of a sudden, things had changed. Well, I got to be 50 years old. And if I wanted to be 51, I knew I had to do something differently. So the past year, I lost weight, got on some medication, changed my diet, not drinking as much. But I still needed to monitor my blood pressure. And I was talking to some other black women, and they were experiencing the same thing. And blood pressure was just not something that came up for them. And thankfully, my sister, Darcia Handy, a nurse, lives down in Houston, was able to give me some tips and strategies and showed me how to check my own blood pressure at home and keep a log. So that I would be able to monitor myself, because I want to be here for my kids. I don't want anybody else raising my children. I love my babies more than I love bacon and brown liquor, right? And so she said, you know what, Shaletta, I'm coming up there. I want to do a blood pressure screening for black women. So my friends at Ramsey County said, we got you. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. And then Shawnee Grigsby over at Flavor Cafe in St. Paul said, why don't you have it here? This is a great gathering place, and we've got black women coming in and out of here all day. And so that's what we're doing today. At 1 o'clock, as soon as I leave here, we're going to go down to Flavor Cafe on University and Dale, and my sister's going to be doing free blood pressure screenings. She's got all kinds of material to pass out to people. She's going to check your blood pressure for you. She's brought her equipment, brand new equipment from Houston. I picked her up from the airport, and she is joining me today in studio.
Hi.
Hey, sister. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, why was it important to you to come all the way from Houston to Minnesota to have a blood pressure screening for black women?
Because we need it. Of course, you know, your experience was scary, and sometimes we forget to check on ourselves first. So this is an opportunity for me to check on my sisters and give back by doing the screenings for them.
I love it. Now, when you say a screening, what's going to happen? That's what somebody said. Is she taking blood? I was like, I don't think so, but I'm going to let her explain it. What is involved in a blood pressure screening?
Well, what I'm going to do is check the blood pressure. I'm just going to do a simple blood pressure reading. I'll take two on the person, and I'll let them know what they are privately. And if there's a blood pressure that's out of range, I will let them know that it's out of range. And if they're in normal range, I'll let them know, which I'll let them know what the parameters are. Normal blood pressure is anything 139 over 80 and under. And then in out of range, blood pressure will be anything over 140 over 90.
Okay.
So we'll look at that.
And so I know you have some materials and some handouts that folks can take home. But as a nurse and a healthcare provider who's been on the front line of creating racial equity in the healthcare industry, what are some of the things that we, especially specifically as black women, can do right now today to make it better for our blood pressure? Because I know when you told me about not drinking so much and cut out the pork, that I saw an immediate difference. You said, okay, if it's high, you need to go and do some light exercise and download some of these videos, because you know you're not going to go to the gym. You got Comcast, Xfinity. They've got some videos you can download, some things you can buy, and you can just work out in the house. Go to the basement so you don't wake up the babies. Do it in the morning. And I started seeing an immediate decrease. In addition to diet and exercise, what are some of the things that you recommend first and foremost?
Well, definitely look at your sodium intake, look at your pork intake, and just get your body moving. Like you said, diet and exercise are most important when it comes to that. And one thing we have to pay attention to is our level of stress. Our stress level is a silent killer, and sometimes we're not paying attention to that. So it's very important to have balance in your life as well.
And, you know, I was just going to ask you about stress because, you know, it's been stressful around my house. I got a senior in high school, and he wants this car. And he talked to the people, and you know, buying a used car, it'll be ready tomorrow. It'll be ready tomorrow. It'll be ready tomorrow. And you know, me and his dad are like, son, this is just how it works. And he was stressed and I was stressed, and I literally could feel my body doing something different until the point where I just went and I sat down and I got really quiet.
You've got to take time for you. You've got to have that quiet time. You've got to have that peace. You have to make time in your day for yourself. There's nothing wrong with it. Like when we're on the airplane and they say take the oxygen first and then put it on the passenger, you've got to give yourself that oxygen first. And that means taking time out for yourself to sit to the side. If you have a stressful moment, you've got to have some time to unwind and just think and sit there with your thoughts and be okay with that.
But that's not how we were trained as Black women. We confront things head on. We want solutions right away. And that is killing us. And you know, exactly. Until you educated me, you know, I'm looking at the mortality rates for Black women. Mm-hmm. And we're first for everything. First to die from this, first to die from that. Our life expectancy is lower than any other group. And it is because of the stress. It is because of the diet. Mm-hmm. How are we going to change a lifestyle when this has been the way it's been for generations, especially when it comes to that stress? Because we are the burden bearers. Mm-hmm. We're carrying the load in our community, at our church, in our family, politically. You know, it's on us a lot of times.
Well, you said the most important thing. You want to be here for your children, so you have to make time for you. You've got to take that time out in that day. Do your exercises in the chair, like you said. Download something. There are free things all over the place to help you do exercises at home. Take a walk. Get a breath of fresh air.
But this is the thing. That's not been our tradition. You know, when somebody says, when do you rest? And you know, the first thing we say, I'll rest when I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then we die.
Yes. But we have to break that. We have to break that cycle. And you're doing it. And that's why I'm glad to be here to be a part of this. This is why I'm here, because we have to break that cycle. We have to make these sacrifices for one another. As sisters, as Black women, we've got to put our health first. And this is how we start. We've got to start.
This is how we start today.
Yes,
from
ma'am.
1 to 3 at Flavor Cafe. Come out, meet me, meet my sister Darcia. She'll be doing blood pressure readings for Black women, and she's got handouts and some materials. And we just want you to be healthy for yourself, for your community, for your children. We don't want anything to happen to you because we love you.